This is Long-Term Care Connections for February 25, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The Department of Social and Health Services has recently announced the filing of a rulemaking order amending and adding sections to Chapter 388 WAC. The rules go into effect on March 15, 2026, and adopted changes require both assisted living and skilled nursing facilities to make a number of changes. Visit LTC Connections online for a link to read the Dear Provider letter with complete details in full. WACA members, please be advised that the Board of Directors has recently enacted a membership suspension policy that may impact your organization. If you have an outstanding balance that is 90 days or older, your membership will be subject to suspension. Per the WACA bylaws, a member is defined as a company with shared ownership or management, which means that if one building within a member company is out of compliance, the entire member company may lose access to benefits until the past due balance is resolved. WACA is a mission-driven, nonprofit, member-funded association, and our ability to serve our members depends on the timely receipt of membership dues and other financial commitments. If your company is at risk of suspension, we will notify you in advance. Please respond to any such notification as soon as possible. In the meantime, you can contact our Director of Finance, Diana Field, at accounting@waca.org with any questions. Thank you. ACA has released a new resource addressing the revised long-stay antipsychotic medication measure. The goal of this resource is to provide enhanced clarity of this complicated measure for skilled nursing facilities and is free for members. The tip sheet includes a breakdown of each component of the measure, including a detailed explanation of the various exclusions. Find a link to the resource on this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. You will need to log in with your ACA NCAL credentials to access this members-only resource. Dozens of WACA members converged virtually last week to attend our 2026 Virtual Winter Symposium for online education, collaboration, and networking. WACA hosted 12 sessions across 3 days, with each day focused on either leadership, facility and team building, or regulatory and legislative work. In these cold winter months, it's extra valuable to connect with our members, and we are grateful to our presenters for their expertise and our attendees for their engagement. If you joined us for our winter symposium, you'll receive information on how to access your CEs via email later this month. The 2026 WACA Excellence in Service Awards are here, and if you have a colleague who goes above and beyond for the residents in your facility, we encourage you to nominate them for consideration. Awardees will be honored at a special luncheon during our annual convention in Seattle on May 20th. Individuals working in a member facility in good standing are eligible for consideration, and awards are given for Administrator of the Year, Nurse of the Year, Noble Caregiver, and Red Carpet Quality in both assisted living and skilled nursing. Learn more and submit your nominations by March 3rd on our website at waca.org. In this week's grassroots update, we're fighting for budget alignment. Following the release of the House and Senate supplemental budget proposals, WACA has been heavily engaged in battling to secure full, comprehensive funding for both skilled nursing and assisted living. The legislature has not made this an easy road, placing full assisted living funding in the Senate proposal and full SNF funding in the House. This has meant a race to amend each version to align with our ultimate goal and the promises made last year by the legislature to see our sector receive Medicaid rebuses without cuts or freezes. We want to thank everyone who has participated in this important work so far, especially those who took time to testify before the House and Senate Fiscal Committees Monday night. Learn more on LTC Connections online, or contact Aiden Swain at waca.org for more information about getting involved during the home stretch. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. The LEAD Assisted Living Executive Training Program begins March 10th. This signature workshop helps prepare the next generation of leaders in assisted living with practical tools and information they need to excel in their administrative duties and achieve success in their profession. LEAD meets the requirements for Washington State Assisted Living Administrator Training. WACA's specialty training programs are back in March. These intensive training sessions prepare administrators or their designated trainers to successfully pass mandated competency tests. The dementia training will be March 24th to 25th, and the mental health training will be March 30th to April 1st. D Did you know that as a WACA member, you also enjoy access to trainings, recordings, and webinars through our national affiliate partners? The AHCA NCAL Ed Portal boasts hundreds of resources for assisted living and skilled nursing providers, covering topics such as infection prevention, Medicaid reimbursement, survey and regulatory, and more. They even have a quick CE section where you can find trainings brief enough to meet your busy schedule. Explore the portal at educate.ahcancal.org. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waca.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.